You don't have video of yourself burning the jersey, do you?
No, I wish I did. I really wish I did. And down here in Texas, I have friends all the time. They're like, I'm going to get you a color jersey. No, you ain't. I'll burn that right there.
It's the future.
Down and distant. On WGNRadio.com.
Going on, everybody. Welcome into Down and Distance. Jared Payton sitting alongside my man Sean Davis, SD2 Mics on Twitter. I'm at Payton Sun, PAYTONSUN. We are here exclusively on WGNRadio.com. Give us a call. Right now, the phone lines are open, 312-644-4110. We'll take your calls because we're talking about the news that wasn't, I don't know, not a shock to me or probably to Bears fans around Chicago or around the world, that the Bears are actively shopping Jay Cutler and not sure where he's going to go. But I think the question to Bears fans, and let me step back a little bit. Yesterday, I spoke at my old elementary school that I was at back in the day, and that was Elgin Academy. And I was there, and I was talking to this young man. He was actually almost 6'1". He was almost taller than me. He was only like 14 years old. And I asked him, I said, are you a Bears fan? He said, yes, I'm a Bears fan. And so we started talking, and I said, are you a Jay Cutler fan? And he said, no. And everybody started laughing. And at the time when he said no, I said, neither am I. And then I had to stop myself, and I had to kind of tell the kids why. I have no animosity towards Jay Cutler at all. It's just the fact of this Bears organization and where they need to go. They're not changing, I don't believe, in my heart, until Jay Cutler is out the door. So if Jay can go somewhere else, which I hope he does, and he gets an opportunity to play, then I'm all for him. I'm not one of these people that are trying to just run him out of town. I just think that his time is over here in Chicago. It's like any bad relationship. It's just over. It's just over. And now we're starting to really see the writing on the wall for Jay Cutler. So my question to people out there, is there anybody out there that still believes that the Bears are in the best situation next season, this 2017 season that's going to come upon us pretty soon? Are the Bears better off with Jay Cutler under center than the options that they have out there, whether it's through the draft or through free agency, like realistically free agency? Is he your best option to win games? Listen, I'm not saying that he is. I just want to throw the question out there to people. I want to know what people have to say. People are saying to trade him. His time in Chicago was over. It was 5 years ago. I get it. But I know there's got to be somebody out there that truly loves number six. I know there is. There's somebody that's out there on the Facebook live stream that truly loves Jay Cutler and believes, like, listen, he's my, like T.O. would say, it's my quarterback. It's my quarterback. He's not my quarterback. But Sean, your take on just the time, if it's coming down to an end for Jay Cutler here in Chicago, his time from when he came in and people were super excited about him as a football player. And I think I told you this earlier. I think that this is where it gets kind of skewed a little bit, is that people, they judge him. You need to judge him on the quarterbacks that we see this day and age, right? Like, that's how we have to judge him. We can't judge him on the past of maybe the bad quarterbacks in Bears history that we've seen. All right, we're going to go out to the line real quick. Who's on the line?
Hi, it's Dan. I'm on the line.
Dan, what do you think, man? What's going on?
Not much. Calling from Minot, North Dakota, repping the Bears from up here in Packers and Vikings country. And by the way, Jarrett, just wanted to say, with your dad, I was born 10 years after the Bears won the Super Bowl, so I didn't get to watch him play, but I've seen the highlights, and he looked great. And, man, God bless your dad, man, and God bless you. And, yep, I still got my Walter Payton jersey.
Well, that's what's up, man. You're a Bears fan, so I need to get your take on this Jay Cutler situation. You're probably not sad to see him go, but are you, when you look at everything and how things transpired in his time here in Chicago, your take on him maybe being that quarterback that's still here in 2017 for the season, or is it time for him just to kind of take the road?
Well, let me tell you, I've been on the Cutler bandwagon for a long time. Like 2 years ago when everybody was calling for his head, I was just saying, look at the defense. That's our problem. They gave up 50 points, I think, in back-to-back games with a bye week in between, I think. So that's not Cutler's fault. That was our problem in 2014. And then 2015, we start looking a little better. And Cutler, he wasn't that bad. And after 2015, so after last year, I'm thinking, okay, I think Cutler's better. Looks a bit better. But it's after this past year, he only played, I think, like, what, five games. But at Minnesota game, he looked great. But the next week against Tampa Bay, man, he did not look good at all. So I don't know, man. It's been, like, what, 7 or 8 years since we got the guy. And I've been trying to stick up for him, but it's just been a while. And when we got him, we were like 9-7 year before, 7-9 first year got him. This past year, we were 3-13. It looked good in 2010, 2011, but since then, I don't know, just his attitude, I just don't really know about it anymore.
Listen, I can understand. Listen, I understand that. As a fan, I understand that, and you know, you got a pretty good grasp on all this. So
I'm interested in knowing, does he think the organization as a whole was fair to Jay Cutler during his time here?
It's a good question.
That I don't know about. I think it could have been handled a bit better. I think Lovie Smith, and I miss that guy. He was one of the best coaches I've seen, and I wish he was still the Bears head coach. I'm going to say that. I wish he'd never fired Lovie Smith. But I think that he and Jay got along well. Mark Trestman, I don't know so much about him. I think that was just a mistake overall. And then Aaron Cromer, that didn't go well. And Phil Emery, I think it was a mistake when they gave him that big contract. But I think the situation now between Jay and the organization probably could be handled a bit better. I think that maybe they should bring him into a meeting room and say, hey, so here's what we think. Tell us why you think that we should keep you for next year. I think that's what it should be doing instead of just trying to shop him around like they're supposedly doing without even talking to him. So I think they should be including him a little bit more.
You know what? You're very generous. You want him to bring him in and, like, give him some donuts and, like, sit down with him. I mean, in this day and age of athletics, and especially in pro sports, I mean, you don't get a say in anything anymore. And I think I totally understand where you're coming from. Listen, man, we appreciate your call.
No problem, man. Thanks.
Bear down. See, Sean, that's what it comes down to. It comes down to looking at everything as a whole. And it's not just – you can look at the numbers as well, but you also have to look at – it was both sides, really. If you want to blame somebody, you can't just blame Jay Cutler. I mean, all the different systems that he was in, the different coordinators that he had, it's not easy. But, yeah, on his end, I'm not talking about the people don't like the way that he smirks or he looks. Forget all that stuff. Forget all that stuff. From what I've heard of talking to people in the locker room, and people say he's not a true leader and he's not all that. Well, if you talk to the people that are actually in that locker room, you have guys that actually say that. Not everybody says it, but a lot of guys that I've talked to, they say that about him. So, listen, I'm not in that locker room. Those guys are, and when I hear it from them, I get a better taste of who he is as a person. But the one thing that I had was an understanding about Jay Cutler when he got here, and it took 2 years to understand. Listen, this dude just wants to play football. He's not into all that other stuff and doesn't want to do all this. He does his charity work on the side. It's not publicized. He wanted to play football, likes playing football, and I get that about him, but also the understanding of who he is as a football player. And, Sean, you brought it up. When you look at the elite quarterbacks in the NFL, listen, there's certain guys that just don't fit in this era when you look at quarterbacks and maybe how they would fit in a different era, right? And you brought up a good one. There's a guy, Alex Smith. Back 20.
If the 85 Bears had Alex Smith, I'll go on record and say they win multiple championships. Multiple Super Bowls.
For that time, he's a perfect quarterback.
For that time, the way the game was played. Yep.
It's perfect. But not now. You're not winning a championship with Alex Smith. It's the same thing about number six. It's just not happening, man. I'm not going to sit here and call the guy that he's bad and he's horrible. I'm not getting into all that. It just didn't work out here. So it's time for him to move on. And listen, as Bears fans, I hope we just wish him well. Go somewhere and prove everybody wrong and ball out. I don't know where that's going to be because, listen, he's not getting a starting job off rip anywhere he goes.
If I said Jay Cutler was a better quarterback than half
being honest.
Of the NFL, let's say he fell 15, 16, 17, you would say – over under would be
over under
on Jay Cutler's quarterback rank. I put the over under at 17. Would you go under or over on his rank?
Oh, I'm going over.
Over?
Yeah, I believe there's 20 quarterbacks that are better than him.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about he's 17. You're right there.
There are 20 NFL quarterbacks better than Jay Cutler.
You gave me 17, didn't you? Over under 17? It's right there. I think I could squeeze in a couple more. Like, if you're going to give me 17.
Okay, so yeah, Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Carr.
Carr?
You got Dak better than Jay?
Yeah.
Big Ben.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan.
Keep going.
Russell.
Come on.
Tyrod.
I don't know. Don't say Tyrod yet. Bring him in at the last minute. We'll see if we can fit him in.
Eli.
Yeah.
Carson Palmer.
Yeah.
Paxton Lynch. Simeon.
That's a tough one, too. Can we skip? Like, this is like Family Feud. Yes.
Fitzpatrick.
What do you mean? Fitzpatrick? Sean, you're telling me you wouldn't take Fitzpatrick over?
The Jets are interested.
Listen.
If the Bears cut him.
But, Sean, you're telling me.
That's the news out of New
York. Sean, you're telling me, though, that you, if you had to choose between, let's just go your fantasy quarterback. Nah, that's not fantasy. No. Take fantasy out of this. What are you doing if you need a quarterback for a game and you have those two sitting there looking at you? Which one? Because, first of all, you're gonna burn up with either one of them. But go ahead. Which one would you choose?
Not the king. Look, Fitzpatrick is the king of red zone interceptions, bro. You're not convincing me. I don't know. Honestly don't know. We'll continue this. Let's go out to the lines.
Who we got on the line?
Hi, my name is Allie, and I'm calling from Texas. And I've been watching you guys on Facebook live feed, and I'm going to say that I've been a Chicago Bears fan all my life. I grew up in that area. I now live in Texas. Go Bears. And I think since they got Cutler, I thought that he should have been gone from the get-go. I think they could pull anybody. They could pull Romo in, and I can't stand him, and he would do a better job than Cutler.
Hold on. Why don't you like Romo? What did he do to you?
I don't like Romo either. Him and Cutler are on the bottom of the list.
Well, it's tough because you look at the conversations and Romo's name has been thrown out in that conversation of the free agency or just figure out what you could do to get him. Listen, I don't know Tony Romo. I've only know people who know him and they say he's a nice guy. But I more worry about him and his health long term for his family and life after football with all these back issues. I think it's time for him just to hang it up because to come to a place like Chicago where there needs to be building, we're trying to still rebuild here. He doesn't need to be in this kind of situation because the only thing that's going to happen to him is he's going to get hurt again. And for him, he's got all the money in the world. Just step away from the game. These guys don't know when to stay. I'm done with the game or goodbye with the game, especially when we're talking about health long term. It's just it's crazy to me.
I agree with you. I totally agree with you. My thing is that I haven't been able to stand Cutler since the get-go. Like I said, I am an avid Chicago Bears fan. A matter of fact, Jared, I wear your dad's jersey down here all the time.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you doing that because that, especially with all those Cowboy fans and Texas fans.
Exactly.
Texas fans.
Exactly. And I was in Chicago one time, and it was right after Romo, or right after Cutler got signed on with the Bears. And it was after his first season, and I went out and bought a Chicago Bears jersey with his name on it. And I was in a restaurant, and I waited like a fan should for him to get done eating. Went up to him and asked him if he would sign my jersey. And he basically cussed me up and down, and I went out into the parking lot and burned my jersey right there.
What? And are you serious?
Yes, because to me, if I waited until after he was after dinner, I gave him the respect. You know, that's what he deserved. And when he did me wrong like that, to me, when you do a fan wrong like that, I ever since, I have never been a fan of his.
Well, listen, you have every single right to do whatever you want with that jersey. So, I just wish I was with you. You don't have video of yourself burning the jersey, do you?
No, I wish I did. I really wish I did. And down here in Texas, I have friends all the time. They're like, I'm going to get you a Cutler jersey. No, you ain't. I'll burn that right there. You know, so like I said, I haven't been a fan from him from the get-go. I don't care who they pull in. They pull in Smokey Bear for all I care.
Well, listen,
anybody.
Listen, enjoy Texas. We appreciate you calling so much. And please, next week you got to call back. You just made my morning.
No problem. You have a great afternoon.
All right, bye. She said she burned that jersey down, bro. Said, I'm burning that jersey down.
So we have this. Based upon where we stopped at, we're at 10 quarterbacks, right?
Okay, keep going. 10 quarterbacks.
Phillip Rivers.
Yes.
Fitzpatrick, I'm not giving you.
Okay, don't. We'll bring him in the last. Keep going.
Osweiler.
No.
Kaepernick.
Yeah, probably so. I would take Cap. Cap would give me what I need. Keep going. That's 13.
Bortles.
Oh, see, now we're getting to the bottom of the barrel, bro.
Why are you pausing on this? Stop being
disrespectful. No, not at all. No. I'm not going to be disrespectful.
Tannehill.
I would take Tannehill over Cutler. Go. Keep going, Sean. Yes.
Tannehill is only because of the coach that came down.
Because of Adam Gase. Listen.
Stop. Tannehill has done nothing to show you.
He has not. I know.
Than Jay Cutler. You're going over the top now.
But keep going.
Matthew Stafford.
Yes.
Joe Flacco.
Yes.
Kirk Cousins.
Yes.
Mariota.
Yes.
Sam Bradford.
Oh, gosh. Sam Bradford. I don't know about Sammy. Anybody else?
Andrew Luck.
Oh, yes. So we're at 17 now, aren't we?
No.
We're at like 15.
You got 4.
Brandon says Cap 15. Is garbage, but listen.
Thank you.
We're talking about Andrew Luck. What have you not seen?
Andy Dalton.
Kaepernick. Hold up, real quick. Let me get this Kaepernick thing out, real quick, everybody. Brandon, listen. I went to a game and saw this dude in the Super Bowl, okay? And I'm not going to forgive his defense. I get all that. But look at the year. Come on now. Listen, this dude's been to a Super Bowl. You want to say he's garbage? He's been to a Super Bowl. Cutler has not been to a Super Bowl. I'm not saying that I would keep him, but come on, man. Let's go. Keep going.
You ready?
Yeah.
So, Andrew Luck.
Yes, Andrew Luck, yes.
Alex Smith.
Yes.
Andy Dalton.
No.
Carson Wentz.
Probably so, yeah. Carson Wentz.
Jameis.
Jameis, yes.
Their whole division. Jameis, Cam, Drew Brees.
Those ones.
NFC South, all of them.
But so I'm saying
Jared Goff, no.
No. But I'm just saying it's up there though. If you're debating for Bears fans that are saying that they wouldn't take Kaepernick over Jay Cutler, I get it. I understand. I saw this dude almost win a Super Bowl, fam. A Super Bowl. I was there, and the lights went out. Okay. All right. Y'all want to get at me for that? Okay. All right. That is true, Ron. He said Grossman went to a Super Bowl.
You basically said 20 quarterbacks in the league are better than Jay Cutler. That's what you said.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what you said.
I'm saying. It's pretty close, though. Give or take. Give or take.
Plus or minus.
Give or take. I'm just trying to get everybody on here riled up a little bit. I mean, hello? Shoot. A.J. McCarron.
Is he better than Jay Cutler?
Is he better
is
than
that
Jay?
That what you're asking?
Someone just threw McCarron out there. TC threw it out there.
Look.
I'm putting you out there, TC.
Look.
McCarron.
Look.
A.J. Cap, can it at least play and not get hurt?
I have one comment to A.J. McCarron.
What do you got?
Every time Andy Dalton got up, that team went in the tank. Did they not?
Yeah.
It's okay then.
Goodness.
Okay then.
Goodness.
And he had A.J. Green and two great running backs.
Exactly.
So don't give me that A.J. McCarron stuff.
Don't give me this A.J. McCarron stuff. Okay, so everybody wants to say Jimmy Garoppolo.
What
for
about
real?
Him?
Like, everybody is saying Jimmy G,
so
Jimmy G.
Jimmy G's better than Jay Cutler?
Is Jimmy G better than Jay Cutler?
Because this would be guessing.
Is RG3 better than Cutler? I'm throwing out what people are saying.
Come on, man.
I'm just throwing it out. Is Jimmy G better than Jay Cutler? That's the question right now.
Take it a step further. Is there anybody in the NFL draft this year that's better than Jay Cutler?
Is there anybody in this year's NFL draft better than Jay Cutler?
Based upon what you've seen.
Nah. Now, the only person that I would take a flyer on is Watson. Like, I'm talking early. Anybody else, I couldn't do it. I saw Watson beat Alabama team, dude, a defense that I got a lot of respect for. And not only that, 2 years in a row, balled out in the biggest game in college football.
I can agree with that.
So that's it.
It won't be Mitch Trubisky, dude? That's not your guy?
A Tar Heel?
Oh, here we go now.
I'm just saying.
Now your Duke Alliance comes up.
I'm talking about, are we talking basketball or are we talking
your
football?
Duke Alliance comes
dude,
up.
Come
now.
On, man. I don't know about quarterback from
if Ryan Pace is able to get a fourth or fifth round pick for Jay Cutler, should we put a crown of flowers on his head and let him enter the Walter Payton Center up at Hallis Hall, elevated.
If you could get something for Jay Cutler, I just don't know who, because I just don't see him being he's going to. There's other quarterbacks, Sean. Let's be honest. Where quarterbacks leave and they go to another team and they're for sure, you know, they're going to be the starter. If he goes to the Jets, if he goes to the 49ers, is he the for sure starter? Is Jay Cutler the for sure starter on those squads? You can't tell me they're just going to give him the job.
Well, you just gave 10 teams that he should be able to start for. He should be able to start for Jacksonville. He should definitely be able to start for the Texans.
Oh, gosh.
He should be able to start. Well, Denver wouldn't want
him. Gary just said, I take White Castles for number 6 right about now. Dude, Gary. Gary,
the chicken rings. I agree, Gary.
Oh my!
The chicken rings are fire.
Speaking of chicken, I'm so hungry right now. I
leave the sliders alone.
Nah, the sliders are all right.
No, my body doesn't react the same way now.
You can't get jiggy with it anymore.
Can't get the 20
Dude,
sack
I'm
anymore.
You can't get the 20 sack. Just get like
you
get
know,
three.
But we would share the 20 sack though.
Yeah.
Amongst the four
I remember
the three
when,
brothers.
You remember when the 20-piece chicken McNugget was like the thing. You had to get all the sauces. And that would, man.
That's too much.
Dude, I used to eat a 20-piece before I went to practice.
You don't think he could start for Adam Gase?
Yeah, I think he could start for Adam Gase. I believe that Jay Cutler.
You don't think he could start for the Vikings now?
Yeah. I'm not saying he can't start. I'm just saying, are those teams going to be interested?
Yeah, once they cut him. Because there's only $2 million in dead money on the cap.
All right. What about Tyrod Taylor? We didn't
once
get to
the Bears cut him, you will see at least four teams come after Jay Cutler.
Okay. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'm just telling you. It just doesn't seem no one's going to trade for him. There's limited teams that will trade for him. There's teams that will take a flyer on him. Yeah, once he's cut. That's never a good sign to be cut.
Look, you made your point. You got to your 20 teams. Yeah. You took the over.
I took the over.
Plus or minus. We can cash you out at the window.
How much did I win?
Cash you out at the window.
How much did I win? I just want to know how much. Listen, Mark said he will be a backup.
I'll take some action on that. I'll take some action on that.
Well, Patrick O'Donnell, I see you. You scared me there for a second. I thought that was Pat O'Donnell, the punter.
The punter?
But it's not. But he said, man, people are going to they're gonna wait till he gets cut.
Absolutely.
And if you're a team out there and you need a quarterback and a guy to come in or to push somebody, maybe this is the best thing. Listen, I'm not.
What did we just say about Houses on the market too long? He's been on the market since January.
Yeah, he's been on the market. No one's bid. So right now the price is too high. They're not going to do it. Why would they do that?
Dude, we're saying a fifth-round pick is too high.
A fifth-round pick for Jay Cutler is too high, Sean?
That's pitiful, man.
Oh.
As I say before, is that really a true assessment of where he is in the pecking order? Or is that an assessment of knowing the financial situation, that he's only a $2 million hit in dead money, and the Bears can easily just cut him and probably will?
It's the fact that he's, what, about to be 34 this year, and the injuries keep piling up. It's to a point now where you can't keep going on the – for years, Bears fans and people were trying to justify, you know, and I think also, too, just pump this guy up that because of the arm strength, which is unreal at times. But that was like what we were living on was potential for years, potential from when he stepped – foot in Chicago was potential what he could do. And then 2 years ago, we saw him have an unbelievable season with Adam Gase and the connection that was there and really cutting down on the turnovers and everything else to Gase leaving and me having and you and I having this conversation of where is he going to be? Because Dow Loggins is going to step in. Everything should be perfect. Same guys are still here, basically. This is perfect. To an injury-riddled season and a guy now that is pretty much on his way out of Chicago, which I think most Bears fans that are on this Facebook Live right now want to hit him up and send him one of those Uber rides. Like, they will actually pay. Like, they will pay for his ride right now. From the comments, people would pay for him to send him an Uber. Okay. I'm still mad at Martz.
For what? Giving away Greg Olsen?
Just the whole – this dude, just all these coordinators that came through here, dude.
Adam Gase was pretty good.
Adam Gase was good.
Adam Gase was pretty good.
Could you imagine if he would have got that – I want
–
if he would have been the head coach. If Adam Gase was the head coach, man. People are saying they'll pay. Tyrod Taylor's name keeps coming. It came up on the stream at least 18 times. You think that he – would you take him over Cutler? Would you? Let's be honest. It's tough, though, too, Sean. Sean, it's tough. Sean, it's tough because you have to really think about, man, systems, man. It's not just taking the quarterback. It's like, do you – there's so much that factors into it, man. It's Tom Brady is good. Without that system he has in New England, my bad.
You're bordering on disrespect right now.
I'm just saying, dude. Is it?
You're bordering on disrespect right now.
Is it?
The fact that you mentioned those two guys in the same sentence.
I'm not mentioning.
I just don't know.
I'm just
and
saying.
I'm, you know me. I'm anti-Brady love. But
Dude, what Come do you on, think? Man. That is actually really good. I don't know
who's just won in multiple systems, though.
Who does? Who has?
Brady.
Yeah, but things have been really consistent for him. He hasn't had too much movement. Not as much movement as Jay's had.
No.
I think that's tough. I'm just giving him on that. Listen, I'm not saying he needs to be here. I got to give him on that one. Someone said, Dawn just said, anyone over Mr. Cavallari. Dude, that's disrespectful.
That's disrespectful.
I didn't go that route. But that was Dawn. I mean, it was clever, but you saying I'm disrespectful.
She does come across like she has a little bit more.
John said, Peyton Coffey over Cutler. Rise and grind.
That's what's up.
I mean, I would take that any day. You give me some beans.
A peasy brew as well.
Nah. They don't make those anymore.
That's what I'm saying.
If you find
That's
one,
bad.
If you find a Peyton,
they're expired, and you would still take
if
them.
You take a Sweetness Brew and you're drinking it right now, something's wrong. Man, those have been out of production.
Especially
for a
if you didn't get a check for it.
No, if they still making them, send me a picture. I gotta find out what's going down. Well, Sean, man, and to the people out there, it's always fun, man. A nice little half hour. We gave you guys 35 minutes. Thank you for tuning in to Down and Distance. Sean Davis, SD2 Mics. Follow him on Twitter, please.
We should do a DAD IPA.
We got to figure out how we can do this.
Do a DAD IPA with about 8 to 10% with a little bit of flavor in it.
Jimmy Butler over Cuddy. Oh, okay.
As far as what?
I don't know. I just saw it, so I just said, you know.
As far as what, being a malcontent or what? A bigger headache for the organization?
You're just giving people the truth.
I'm just asking.
You're just giving people the truth. Nah. We appreciate you guys for tuning in.
He's definitely a better player than.
You think so?
Than Jay Cutler?
Oh, yeah. SD2 Mics on Twitter, at Peyton Sun on Twitter, PAYTON1SUN. We appreciate you. Check out everything going on ArenaShot.com as well, exclusively here on WGNRadio.com. We appreciate you. As always, we were here, but now we're gone. Peace out, everybody.